7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe, and I've got a cat sitting right here. What you doing, Peppa? Oh, she's clawing at the blanket. Oh, isn't that banky fun? Yeah, you like it. Hi. Oh, who's kitty face? Yeah, gotta scratch kitty chin. Yeah, gotta get in there. What was I saying? Yes, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that begins right now, right here, on the occasionally functional Anon Radio. So what are we doing today? Well, I'm watching football. And I have a feeling Monaco is going to lose this game. What do you think, Pippa? Do you think Monaco is going to lose? They're already down by one and we're only 8 minutes in. Monaco. Oh, such a funny little country / principality. I wouldn't mind going there. I can't imagine I could afford it, but... It would be cool. Monaco. They have a football team. Is it a national football team? No. It is a professional football team that plays in the French league. So that's fun. And now I think I'm going to sneeze. Is it going to freak out my cat? Ooh. Yeah, I sneezed, Peppa. What do you think of that? Oh, she did not get scared or run away, but, ow, it hurt my shoulder. Why did sneezing make my shoulder and my arm down to my elbow hurt? Ow, that's painful. Yeah, I had my neck seize up last night, too. And, man, that was painful. But I think I got that fixed. I spent the rest of the evening on an analgesic regimen. And I slapped some derms on my neck. Well, one big one anyway. My neck is sore, but it is not all cramped up, all spasmed up right now. So that's good news. That is good news. What are you doing? No, here, stay on the banky. Stay on the banky. Pippa's claws managed to get off the armor, the blanket armor, and onto my pants, and I could feel sharp spikes sticking through and scratching my legs. Who's a kitty? That's just kitty business. The dangers of kitty business. But anyway, moments ago, probably 10 minutes ago, I was checking my email, and I had a message from my old friend Booper, my legendary friend Booper, Ledge. And he was talking about some stuff, and made a reference to one of our old friends, a guy that we've known since, well, I've known since I was about 9 years old, and a couple years later, you know, it's hard to explain, but anyway. He made a reference to another one of our extraordinarily legendary friends. Kansas City Chung. Crapper Cece. Oh, and I laughed, and I got to thinking about Kansas City Chung, and I've been kind of wondering, what's he up to? What's he doing? The last time I heard anything about him, he was in New York City, working on Wall Street. I didn't hear what job he had on Wall Street. And I will point out to everyone that, yes, there are Burger Kings on Wall Street. But that's neither here nor there. Because when I got to thinking about the infamous, the legendary Kansas City Chung, I started to think about something else. That led me to a different subject in my mind. And what subject did this lead me to? Well, it led me to thoughts of his sister. Kansas City Chung's sister. Oh, we're going to call her Moon. That is not, in fact, her real name. But she had a name that white American people had difficulty pronouncing. And so she would go by something else. And so we're going to call her Moon. Yeah, Kansas City Chung isn't his real name either. Give me a break. Oh. But yeah. Kansas City Chung, also known as Crap or Crapper or Crapper CC, you can use these terms interchangeably, had a sister, and she was trying to think how much older she was than us. I want to say 4 years older, plus or minus 1 year. That's about right. Okay, so Moon is a very interesting girl in the sense that she was beautiful. She was amazing. Even when she was a kid, she was a beauty. And how would I describe her? My God. Moon was born in Korea, in South Korea, but moved to the States when she was about 3 or 4 years old. Family moved to the United States, and her younger brother, Kansas City Chung, was born here in America. And she was... oh my God. And you know, we'd occasionally run into her whenever we were dealing with the old Crapper Cece. You know, we would, you know, go over to his house or whatever. We would see her and she would tease us and flip us crap, you know, being the older sibling and blah 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 when we were kids. And so that was always funny. And then then when we were in high school, me and Booper started a band, and Crapper CC ended up being in our band as the keyboard player. And so we would occasionally have run-ins with Moon. Oh, blah, blah, blah. But by the time high school was over and that band broke up, I didn't see her for a while. And this is where it gets funny. This is my funniest memory of Moon. Oh my God, it was... just thinking about this kind of cheers me up. Just thinking about that. So, one night in college, and this was after, let's see, was I about... This was about 2 years into my college career, and I hadn't seen Moon in 4 or 5 years at this point. Where are you going, Pip? Are you taking off? Okay, that's good, kitty. Good, I can move. And so, you know, I hadn't seen Moon in a long time, hadn't thought about her in a while, blah, blah, blah. So one weekend at night, it was probably a Friday or a Saturday, I ended up at a famous bar here in town. The Dundee Dell. This is a bar that, we'd like to hang out at. The funny thing is the first time I ever was in that bar, I was probably 2 or 3 years old. Because it was in the neighborhood that, you know, I used to live in as a child. But that's neither here nor there. So I'm at the bar on a weekend night, and I'm there with the majority of the dramatic arts department at the university. I don't know what we were doing. I don't remember. Probably had some big rehearsal or some big show or something, and we decided to all go out as a group. And we went to the Dundee Dell. There was probably a dozen of us, maybe more. So we all go to the Dundee Dell, which is just a mile east of the university. A mile east? Yeah, that's about right. And we all sort of pack in there, and it was a fairly big bar, and we pushed a bunch of tables together, and we took up most of the sort of middle level of this bar, and we were just messing around, eating food and drinking beer and throwing some darts and stuff and having a good old time. Well, after we were there for a while, we'd been there for, I don't know, maybe an hour or so, and we were talking and having a good time and laughing our heads off and, you know, just enjoying some revelry. And at one point, I was playing darts with a couple of other people. And at one point, it's my turn to throw. And so I step up to the line, and I'm about to start throwing darts when somebody comes up behind me and grabs me and puts one hand over my eyes and one hand sort of on my chest, and then that hand started to slowly creep south until it got to, you know, the fun parts. And in my ear, I hear a voice say, "Guess who?" Well, I didn't actually need to guess. Because although, you know, when it was happening, my mind was, okay, who's doing this? As soon as she said, "Guess who?" I knew who it was because I recognized the voice immediately. It was Moon. I hadn't seen her in years. But I recognized the voice immediately. She had a high kind of squeaky voice that would have been great for, you know, a sexy cartoon character, right? Well, I said, "Gosh, Moon, I don't know who it could be." And she's like, "Oh, yay, Tobe. Oh, my God, I haven't seen you in so long." And I turn around, and here she is standing there. And so, you know, by this time, I'm trying to think, how old was I? I was probably around 22, so she was probably around, you know, 26, 27 years old, somewhere around there. And she was dressed to kill. I mean, come on, it's Friday night. She's a single girl going out to the fun bars where all the fun people go. And, you know, she had these massive killer heels on. And this tube dress that was more than form-fitting. And when I say dress, you know, that's kind of generous. We're talking about a skirt that barely covered her butt. And, you know, she grew up in America, so she grew up on American food, so she was nice and curvy in all the most interesting places, and was wearing a low-cut enough dress to emphasize her golden décolletage. Lovely, lovely girl. with her jet black. It wasn't even jet black. I don't even know how to describe the color of her hair. Her hair was that anthracite coal black that is kind of blue. And it's so black that it absorbs so much light. That light, the photons, they bend around her, making her partially invisible. The clearly undefined in some places. You can't quite see her, like some kind of ancient Asian magic trick that gave her the skills of some kind of tightly wrapped sex bomb ninja. Yeah. Chick was on fire. On fire hot. So deadly hot. It's not even funny. And of course, now she's standing there grabbing a hold of me, going, "Oh, Tobe, hi, how are you? I haven't seen you in such a long time, and na 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 na." And she is hanging all over me, and now everybody is watching this. Everybody is standing there watching this unbelievably hot Korean girl falling all over me. Including my girlfriend, who was sitting about 5 feet away. Yeah, about 160 centimeters away. And my girlfriend has a look on her face that I had never seen before, but it was so funny. It was one of those things where, you know, she was trying to kill somebody just by looking at them. A murderous glance. An attempt at assault. Attempted assault with eyesight. My girlfriend Laura was trying to murder Moon. Lil Mooney. So hot. So freaking cute. But of course, my girlfriend Laura, she wouldn't get up and say anything. She doesn't really know what's going on. All of a sudden, all she knows is there's some outrageously hot chick crawling all over me and saying the most hilarious things. And this has caught everybody's eye. And some people are pretending not to watch what's happening. Some people are observing with rapt attention. And I sat there and I chatted with Moon for a while, and she started saying really crazy, funny stuff. Probably the best line being, "Oh, Tobe, come on, won't you take me into the bathroom right now?" And now, how do I put this part? This is, of course, a family show, so I can't really quote exactly what she said, but basically she was implying that she wanted me to take her into the bathroom and make sweet, passionate love to her. "Right now," she said. Oh my God. And so, and yeah, this is within earshot of everyone, including my girlfriend, whose eyes are bulging out of her skull at this point, but she still won't get up and say anything or do anything. It's hilarious. And of course, Moon then has to drop into her best Full Metal Jacket prostitute imitation, and she starts wiggling her butt and saying things like, "Oh, me so horny, me love you long time." Oh, God. Jaws are dropping around the tables. And I'm, you know, am making up, you know, weird excuses that, "No, I'm sorry, sweetie, I cannot do this for you at this time." Because my girlfriend is sitting right there listening to this whole thing. And how serious was she? How serious was Moon? Oh, not that serious, but there's, you know how it is. Sometimes you can say things that are a joke and meant to be humorous, But if somebody takes them seriously, then you can jump right in and say, oh, I meant that seriously the whole time, right? Well, it was one of those type of situations. So, this was all mostly in jest. And eventually, oh, my beautiful full moon, she managed to break off and went back into the other room where she was playing pool with the group of friends that she was hanging out with. Which then caused about half of the guys in our group, the hetero ones, to go into the other room to watch her play pool. You know, so that they could watch her bend over the table in that tiny skirt that she was sort of wearing. Oh my God, it was so funny. And, you know, during that night, a lot of the guys I was with and the girls I was hanging out with would get me a psycho. Who the hell was that? What? How do you know her? What's her story? Will you go introduce her to me and blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of thing, right? Everybody. And even in the days afterward at school, there's a couple of guys who were in that group who were real player types, right? And like, yeah, Tope, who's that chick? You got to set me up, blah, blah, blah. Dude, I really don't think she'll be into you, but you can try. No, Moon, she had a very interesting taste in men. And yeah, if you weren't a rocket scientist, then regardless. I know what you're asking. You have got two questions for me, and I would love to answer them for you. One of the questions you have is, what did your girlfriend do? Well, she was cool for the rest of the night, and she didn't say anything until we were driving home. And we were talking about something else when we got in the car, and we were driving there, and a lull came up in the conversation. And she said, you know, super casually, you know, like it was nothing, but you could tell that she was really uptight. She's like, yeah, so who was that girl? And of course, I'm like, what girl? She's like, God damn it, you know what girl I'm talking about. And I was just laughing at her, just teasing her, and like, oh, yeah. I was like, that's Moon. That's Kansas City Chung's sister. And she didn't know who Kansas City Chung was. That's the real funny thing is, everybody I knew in school, I kept my school life very, very separate from my real life. And so she didn't know who Kansas City Chung was, didn't know who any of my friends were or bandmates or anything. So I had to explain. It's like, look, this is a chick that is a childhood friend. I've known her since I was 9 or 10 years old. She's a friend of a kid who's on my soccer team and then in my band and blah, blah, blah. And I managed to convince her that there was not anything going on and that she was not a threat, which was true at that time. Now, I know the other question that you have is, well, Tobe, did you ever have any more significant run-ins with Moon? Sister of the legendary Kansas City Chung? Yes, well, of course there were others. And yes, those other run-ins and meetings led to all kinds of other very exciting adventures, the subject of which cannot really be related here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a family-oriented show. But, you know, if you let your imagination run wild, it probably won't be too far from the truth. So, you know, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And my technique will not be defeated. Oh, moon. And that's why, to this day, man, girls with that color of hair, that shade of black, that light-bending shade of black, the hair that absorbs more light, that silken, heavy, God, I wish my hair was that way. You ought to actually, and now that I think about it, a couple of days ago I went to the store and there's a new cashier at the grocery store and her hair was, have you ever fallen in love with a girl at first sight just because of her hair? I think that happened to me. Am I in love with the new cashier? I don't know. I don't even know what she looks like. All I saw was her hair. Oh, it was amazing. Same kind of thing. Just that, man, the black hole type of hair. Bending light. Super straight. Just straight as a, I don't know, something that is straight. As straight as the straightness standard housed at Standards International in France. I don't know what that is. It's probably, you know, a bar of metal or something, but I don't know what the straightness standard is, so I don't know what ultimate comparison to make. Couldn't tell you. Oh, I'm drinking tea like a fool today. Gotta get my neck straightened out. Why isn't my hair that straight? Well, it's because I don't actually do any chemical treatments to my hair. I could get my hair that straight, I think. I'm thinking about getting my hair straightened. How am I going to afford this? I don't know. But if I could get my hair straightened, then it would be that straight, and it would behave like that. But my hair is not black. Yeah, my hair, and I washed it last night, and as I was drying it, I'm like, is my hair getting grayer? Well, obviously it's getting grayer. I am so old, it's not even, I'm older than your freaking grandpa. But I'm still awesome, and my hair is sort of turning white, except it's whitish gray, and my natural hair color is sort of dark brown, and I'm losing the brown, so my hair does actually kind of look blue, but it's not like that black coal reflection blue. The blue in my hair is that old lady grayish blue hair kind of blue. I don't know what color you call that. It's gets that blue tint. So I don't know. Now, does this make me want to look up Moon? See what she's doing? I don't know where she is. I don't know what she's doing. I don't even know where her brother is. Like I said, last I heard, he was in New York City. But someday we will have more stories about the legendary Kansas City Chung and his outrageously hilarious exploits. Just not today, because I've run out of time. I hope you got to hear today's show. I hope Anon Radio worked today. I don't know why I'm still doing this, talking to no one for no reason at 1930 UTC every day. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ーズ00ミニッツプレサイ3ルート